your name?
My name's Grace, Grace Walker.
So what's this all about then? You're in a school on a Tuesday night singing. Who are you all?
We are. So we are Pop Fox Choir. This is Pop Fox Knutsford. We rehearse at Manor Park Primary School where we are tonight on a Tuesday, 7:30 till 9. And we are an adult pop choir. And that's it really. We just sing fantastic pop songs. We sing in three-part harmony. Which just means there's three different parts. We sing together, we sing upbeat songs, we sing some ballads. At Christmas we sing Christmas songs. There's no auditions, there's no experience necessary. We've got a real mixture of people in all of our choirs, from people that maybe sang at school or in their younger years, or who have never sang before and have always wanted to do it. So there's no music reading at all. It's all done from lyrics. It's all taught in a way that there's no experience necessary.
So why have you put this together then? Was this your idea?
No, it wasn't my idea. So Pop Fox Choir has been going for 7 years, and there are now a total of 8 choirs. So Knutsford opened in May, so we've been open now for nearly 6 months, and we've got a fantastic group of people. They love coming each week. There's a real community. Everybody's made friends. Some people have come, as you know, in twos, maybe in pairs, but a lot of people have just come on their own, you know, but they've met people, and we've got our own little community here.
So where are the other ones then?
So our other choirs, we've got Chester, Wirral, Warrington, Liverpool, Stockport, Wrexham, and I've forgotten one.
So you're all over Cheshire then, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's basically yeah. Cheshire. We've just gone into North Wales as well, so we've got a Wrexham choir
so
now.
So it's a
as
big
well.
Brand then?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's, you know, that's the idea. Our motto is sing, laugh, learn, but our ideology, what we want to be, is the best amateur choir.
I noticed there's predominantly ladies in here, so and it you've is. Got you have got a chap here, haven't you?
We have, yeah, we've got
here.
One gentleman in Knutsford. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Are you encouraging gentlemen to join, do you think? Or?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We'd love some more gents, and we do have quite a few gents in some of our other choirs. And I think Knutsford, with it being new, most of our choirs, there are more ladies in them, but we are a mixed choir. The way that the voice parts work is that both men and women can join. So yeah, we would absolutely love some more men in Knutsford.
Now you all can sing, I've heard that already. If I wanted to join, for example, I can't sing. There's got to be a point
Everyone
where you go,
can sing.
Come on, Dad, you can't sing. Out you go.
Not at all. Pop Fox is totally inclusive. It's open to everybody. I believe, personally, everyone can sing. That's what Pop Fox is all about.
Everybody can sing.
Everybody can laugh and everyone can come and learn. Everyone can sing, I promise you.
Really?
Yeah, you can sing with us.
Do you know what? I might take you up on that offer anyway. So what's happening with Vox Pops in Knutsford then? You're doing some public performances soon?
Yes, so we've just performed recently at Pub in the Park, Tom Kerridge's Pub at the Park. We did the morning session and the afternoon session, which was fantastic. And we sang with actually our Warrington Pop Box as well. We did a joint performance. So our next performance is at Knutsford Christmas Market on the 1st, Saturday the 1st December. We're singing at 3:30 on the main stage. So come down, see what we're about. We'll be doing mainly Christmas songs, but you know, the popular upbeat Christmas songs, and then a couple of our non-Christmassy pop songs as well. So you can see us singing there, and we're singing with the Stockport Choir there as well. So it's Knutsford and Stockport together.
Fantastic, right? I'm going to have a chat to some of your members if that's all right.
Fantastic, yeah.
Where can people find you, by the way, before I leave you alone?
So www.popvoxchoir.co.uk. It's got loads of information on there, videos, photos. Pop Fox Knutsford has its own Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/popvoxknutsford. You can send me a message on there, or you can speak to head office through the website. The email address, info@popvoxchoir.co.uk.
Fantastic, thanks very much for your time.
Oh,
So we're chatting to some very talented ladies at the Pop Vox Choir in Knutsford. I said it right that time, didn't I? Let's have a name check, ladies, first of all.
Carol.
Debbie.
Helen.
Okay, so why did you ladies decide to join this then, join this choir?
For me, I've always liked singing. I've been in a couple of choirs, but this one's been really good, really friendly, really welcoming. And it's a good atmosphere, great night out. We have a laugh, don't we? A bit of a giggle.
Meeting new friends. For me, it's also, I have been in choirs, but it's good for my health. It's improving a lot of things, particularly my confidence, because I have a heart condition, and it's a good workout, but it's friendly and I've made some nice friends.
Yeah, for me it was, I've tried a couple of choirs before. I've heard about like the mental well-being that you get from being in a choir and being able to sing together, whether it's with women or just men and women, and found this choir. It's nice and local. And it's not expensive either, which is really good. That's why I sort of thought I'd come and give it a go, and I've not left.
I just think, it's like, it's a Tuesday night, it's a good start to the week, I think. And it's like, and I would defy anyone to kind of leave here not smiling, because it's very hard to sing for an hour and a half and not be smiling at the end. I would challenge anyone to do that. So it's a really good fun thing to do.
So did you decide this choir was for you because other choirs were more, I don't want to say the word religious, but hymn-based, and this one's more pop music-based?
For me personally, the choirs I've been in have also been kind of pop and rock-based, so it wasn't particularly that. But this, I think it's just, a bit like Carol said, it's local, it's still quite new, so some of the choirs I've tried have been quite well established, and people have been going for a long time, whereas if you're thinking about getting something new, it's quite good to get in at the beginning, I think, and kind of, be part of something that's growing and forming itself.
And Grace is very that. Enthusiastic and full of energy, and you think, right, okay, come on. it's good, and there's some dancing, which is good. It's a bit of movement there. And
I say dancing, being a bit of promise. Not sure about my dancing.
So with this choir then, how do you feel about getting on stage then? So you've done it a few times, haven't you? You've sang in public.
We did Pub in the Park in the rain. Well, Pub in the Park in the rain.
How many people were there? Did they tell you how many people were there?
Well, we sung as people were coming in, didn't we? Yeah. So I wouldn't guess how many people were there. Good few hundred.
Of course, there was lots of big bands there over the weekend. And we had, who was the group that was warming up behind us at one point?
Oh, I think Top Loader or somebody were warming up behind us.
Razorlight, Mel C were doing the sound checks as we were singing on both occasions. That was interesting.
It's not intimidating. You're with friends, that you never asked to sing on your own, anything like that. So, you get into it. It wasn't as scary as I think we all thought it was going to be, was it?
I did used to sing and dance in my youth, and so the dancing for me, as soon as we were Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual, I was like, yes, come on. And it's been brilliant. And she's a very good teacher, and there's a nice bunch of us, so.
Yeah, for me, it is slightly different from other choirs, whether they're hymn-based or they're doing more rock, pop and rock music. But also, you still have that structure here, but it's more informal. So it's more in your way, your particular ranges, rather than specifically, how they actually classify, your range in singing from a singing point of view.
And we didn't have to audition. That was a positive, because I think if you have to audition, you're like,
That's very true, yeah.
Well, I wanted to touch on that with you ladies anyway, because we've all watched X Factor, we've all watched those kind of programmes, and you see people on there, and some of them can't sing, some of them can't do it, So I would love to join this choir, for example. I can't sing, though. Surely you're going to think, no, sorry, Daz, out you go. You're making it sound bad.
We'd give you a chance. I think. No, seriously, though, I think I know what you mean, but this isn't about singing big solo acts and doing big bands. You know, we're not belting out Whitney on individually, are we? We're singing together, and you get lots of chance to practice. Singing in a choir is very different, I think, to singing on your own, like in something like X Factor. You get lots of practice, and the more you practice, you know, the arrangements are, they sound great, but they're relatively easy to pick up. So I would say pretty much anyone could come along and join in and not feel out of the comfort zone.
There's no prima donnas, and it's you're all part of a team, and you're all girls and boys together. And
we all get it wrong at times.
And it doesn't matter if some of you mess up a bit, you know, miss a note or jump in a bit too early or whatever. It just doesn't matter, because you just feel like you're all in it together. And I think touching on your point about maybe not being feeling you're not a great singer. A lot of people, I think, maybe feel like that, but actually they can sing. And when they're around other people that are singing, and we share a lot, don't we? And, you know, we discuss things that maybe notes that we struggle with, or riffs maybe, you know, that we struggle with. And Grace is also really helpful. And I've definitely noticed my singing has improved definitely since I've been coming here.
And you get all the vocal guides sent to you, so once you've learnt a song in rehearsals, you get the vocal guides sent out, so you can, I drive up the A50 to work every day and I have me choir songs on, so you know, there's plenty of chance to practice and work on the bits that are difficult.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's cakes here.
Nice as well.
Oh, the tops are nice.
Very good, positive
colour. And I noticed there's cakes tonight. Is that a regular occurrence, is that? Because if it is, I am joining.
If that's what it takes, that's what we'll do.
Thank you, ladies.